Good morning, everyone. I'm going to read to you the Bible verses this morning. Somehow that my file, PDF file, wasn't able to, you know, send it to the church, so we couldn't pull it out right now. So I'm going to use my cell phone, my PDF file, I mean PPT file. It's from Romans chapter 15. Verse 1 and, 14 verse 1 and 15 verse 1 through 3. Romans chapter 15 verse 1. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. 15 verse 1. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up, for Christ did not please himself. The title for this morning's sermon is In Love. We pain and we pray. They are all blessings. Okay, let us pray for this message that God is speaking to us this morning. Lord Heavenly Father, this is your word that you wanted to speak to us in our hearts so we can discern your will and it can be applied to my life. That can be changed, and my perspective changed, my mindset is changed. So it will really help me to be strong, and that I can, something that, you know, my conscience is always is somehow correct my pathway, that which will lead me to a strong Christian, Lord. So I'm so eagerly understand your words as we deepen our hearts and soaking my heart into your words, Lord. So speak to us, and the Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. We need your leading us to this God's presence to hear your words. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There is a Dr. Carol Dweck. He is a psychologist. He wrote a book called Mindset. This the subtitle is The New Psychology of Success. She said it that there is a two kind mindset. First one is the fixed mindset. The other one is growth mindset. It's a two different. What is the distinctives of these differences of these two mindset is the fixed mindset is thinking, is tendency is I can't accept failures. If you make a mistake, you know, we all make mistakes. You know, there's a failings always. We can't be a perfect every time. But when you have a mindset that is always fixed, that always has avoiding any challenges and hard to accept the failures, because its intelligence is always is static, doesn't want to change, and always has a desire to look smart always. But the other one is a growth mindset. The growth mindset is its intelligence can be developed. It's not a statistic, it's a static, but it's developing. And you can improve your mindset. So this is the one that is leading us, this is the desire to learn more. So why fixed mindset says, I can't change. I can't accept failures. Is that... Let me see. Oh, wow. Thank you. It's working. Okay, on the left side is the fixed mindset. On the right side is the growth mindset. Growth mindset says, I can learn. you know, from this failure, and somehow I can improve myself. That's so different, you know. The fixed mindset says, it doesn't want this kind of, you know, feedback from somebody else. You know, somebody, you know, giving you a good, you know, you need to correct this way. This is not the way. It says that it refuses to receive feedback. But growth mindset says, you know, I can embrace any constructive feedback. So that's a big difference. You can see that. The fixed one says avoiding challenges. But growth says challenges as opportunities. That's so big difference. And while the fixed mindset, when others, you know, making successful, and this person is feel threatened by this, you know, other person, or his friends, whoever, in making any promotion, envy about that one. But growth mindset has a mindset that when other people succeed or achieve their goals, this person is inspired by, oh, that person, my friend can do it, my coworker can do it, I can do it too. And this person is motivated to, you know, improve himself or herself. So that's a different mindset. So we would like to have a growth mindset instead of fixed mindset, right? Sometimes we don't like to be challenged. But sometimes when you have, you know, you have a good power, you know, willpower, well, why not? You know? So maybe different in, it might not be all the time, every time, but some stage, sometimes you feel like you want to, you know, challenge, you know, something that comes to you, then you want to do something, but sometimes I'm so tired to something like, you know, this kind, maybe I'm going to pass these challenges. So that is some our attitude. Maybe it's not just a mindset, maybe status. You know? I feel like to do it, or I feel like not like to do it. So whatever that is something that we feel, we experience these two mindsets in our lifetime. So the prerequisite that all this condition is that we all fail. No one can avoid these failures or mistakes or errors that we make every day. But we would like to fix this problem, right? So DUX team, this is something they have, you know, one of the experiment. He tested. He has given all the answer sheet or give them result of the test. All those students took this test and they got the result. And they were testing, analyzing how the student's brain is working while they were reviewing their test result. Wow, I made an A, some people made a B or a C. Wow, there's a fixed mindset. It shows there's no brain activities, right? They're avoiding any challenges, right? But the growth mindset shows a processing activity as mistakes were being reviewed. Wow, I made a mistake this one. Well, how can I, you know, make this something that, you know, I forgot or I didn't understand the question. But next time, I think any problem comes to me, any question comes related to this kind of matters, I'm going to make it right. So he's thinking about it. I'm going to make it better next time. So there is this challenge. The fixed mindset is avoiding, you know, looking at his own mistake or her own mistakes. But positive thinking, like a growth mindset, to think this is, I made a mistake, but this is my new opportunity that I can improve better. That was the experiment that the DUX team had observed. As you can see that this experiment, this is helping us. What kind of mindset we should have? What kind of mindset do you think you're going to have? I think we prefer, when just case that I'm not, you know, that too tired, But I will. You know, any challenges, I will able to manage these challenges. The Bible talks about similar thing right here. Romans chapter 14, verse 1 says, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcomes him, but not to quarrel over opinions. Come down to next chapter, chapter 15, verse 1. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak. See, there's failings. The people who is, you know, their faith is weak. In order for me to be a strong in faith, that we need to take this opportunity as to making me better Christian. But if we are having a fixed mindset, you know, why do I bother about this? Not even quarrel over this or bear with any, you know, failings of other, you know, person. Maybe some people will just avoid it. But when I have that this strong faith, I will take these cases that I know I failed this time. I know I wasn't able to have all the people who is, you know, making embarrassed, or I said making me fun of it, you know, something irrigated, something is not good for me. But next time, when I see this person, I will try to help this person who is like a mature Christian. It's okay, you know, I will just focus on this person, how I can love this person better next time. Even there's a differences, even I have a different opinions with this person. That is the basis of this background of this chapter 14 and 15. How we can be one, how can we, you know, have a one voice, how we can have a good harmony with the person the faith is not strong enough to mingle with other people. So let us not have a fixed mindset, but let's take this opportunity for me to grow and advance in any cases. So let me go further. People talk about, you know, it says it's a growth mindset. But how about the Bible talks about this kind of mindset? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19 says, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this faith, some have made shipwreck of their faith. Wow. See, it talks about conscience. Conscience. Conscience is the one that, you know, you believe that what is right and what is wrong. You can correct when if it's wrong, right? That is ability that we can do. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 said, we who are strong, who has a strong faith, have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak. So conscious mindset is that we must have a clear conscience to maintain our strong faith against, you know, the weak faith, you know, shipwreck of faith. Who are my failures? Who are other people's failures? So that is conscious mindset. Conscious mindset. So similar to a growth mindset. Taking this opportunity to make me more strong Christian. Whoa, this is really helping us. So what does that mean in a correcting, you know, what is wrong and what is right? Conscience. Oh, this morning we all get up we kind of have a, you know, short weekends, right? Just 1 hour shorter than used to. So we were aligning, we were collaborating this clock, everyone did, or some people, they're just, you know, especially cell phone, it just automatically changes time. It corrects it, it balances it. Just like we may calibrate a clock that is a little bit off 1 hour. We just make it right. As we do that, we may need to align our conscience with the standard of God's word so that it can function accurately. Just like clock, how about my mind, my heart? We need to calibrate my heart, my mind. That is by our conscience. Conscience is the one that maintains our thoughts and our minds aligned to God's word, make it correct. Because all this, you know, this, it is the God's word is very efficient to correct all those things that we make wrong choices. Wow. So it is aligning our conscience. Not only that, if anything is incorrect according to God's standard, we make it correct. Even, you know, we can tell, you know, that the conscience is that generally conscience is always right. But general rule, it has to, sometimes it has exception. Sometimes my conscience has a bad conscience. Sometimes we do not correct what is going on wrong. But when we have a good conscience, if anything is incorrect, then we were able to have a good mindset to change all things that is done wrong. So you are collaborating your conscience with Christ. Our Christ is my Lord, or my unconscious that teaches me through the Holy Spirit, teaches me what the Bible is still telling me. But that was not something that what is going on in my conscience. Sometimes we refuse to correct the incorrect. God is making all those things align to God's word. So we decide no longer listen to my bad conscience. Something is incorrectly interpreting God's word, and make it right. Any matters, any issues, any controversials over any matters. So there is a collaboration in our conscience. Make bad conscience to make right and good conscience. Same chapter, Romans chapter 14, verse 22 says, the faith which you have as your own conviction before God, happy you are. The one who is blessed is the one who does not condemn himself in what he approves or conforms. That is right, right? You do not condemn what you have done is right, but instead you confirm what you did was right. That is good conscience. That is the person you are blessed. You will be able to collaborate your conscience. That is what we need to have, that clear conscience in our mind. That is conscious mindset. You know, God is telling us that you have to have a mindset of Christ. What? That is one. When you have a mindset of Christ, God will give us a right conscience to correct ourselves. The Holy Spirit will help us. So how we do it? Well, how can we collaborate our conscience? How can we correct our bad conscience to make a good conscience? First one, the hardest one. You know, the conscience is always telling me you have to love the Lord, your God, and love your neighbors as yourself. That is my clear conscience, right? It's the hardest way to love. That is something that I have to collaborate by love to others, to my Lord. Romans chapter 15, verse 1, that we read it this morning. We who are strong in faith have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Wow, this is God's word. This God's word through Holy Spirit teaching me to align with the Romans chapter 15 verse 1. Wow, I see this is the hardest step to love toward other person, especially it's immature Christian. It's just baby Christian. You know, they can read the Bible, but somehow it didn't really harmonize with other people. It's hard to make a one voice with other people. We read all the same Bible passages, and somehow over some controversies. Now, sometimes we do it about the abortion. But there are so many issues these days, ethical matters. How are we going to do it? This is a hard step to love toward people, one another. So I have a conscience. My clear conscience is trying to maintain, make it right, and my faith. Wow. It says, strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak. Weak people, weak in faith, who doesn't understand the whole thing and make wrong choices. Or sometimes it's not a matter of a sin, but made a mistake. Well, wrongly interpreted. Man, not everybody can correctly interpret Bible verses sometimes. So strong means to bear with the failings of the weak. So strong enough to stand others' failings, mistakes, and errors. If my son or my daughter made a mistake, I don't scourge them right away. Just they will understand, oh my goodness, I made a mistake. I do not bring it up. Just give them a time to realize that, wow, I made a wrong choice. If you're a strong Christian, that we can give them opportunity to improve themselves, or herself or himself. That is what strong Christian, they have that kind of trait to how to treat my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a hard step to love one another. Wait for a good chance. We do not correct them right away. No, we just pray for the person. We just pain, it's kind of painful you watching your own children make a mistake, right? Oh, I didn't teach them, I didn't show them how to treat other people that way, but somehow my own children was kind of out of anger, out of wrong motivation. The person knew exactly what is a good ethic, what is good moral, but made a mistake. Sometimes it was not necessarily a sin. It's kind of sinless mistake, even sinless mistake. Sometimes you forget. Wow, that kind of time. We have ample time. We have a strong faith and love toward one another. That's what is our obligation. That's what the Bible says. You have an obligation to put up with all these mistakes. The people making. Sometimes it will really aggregate you. Sometimes make you, doesn't please you. The way people are behaving. Wow. That's what all strong Christians faithful Christian has to take this holy step to love toward one another. That is how we collaborate our conscience. Conscientious a mindset. Oh, wow, this isn't easy. It is the hardest one. Has to bear with, you have to endure, you have to put up with all these mistakes. Life on earth is a life surrounded by many mistakes, errors, and failures. When others aggravate us with errors and immaturities that are not plain instances of sin, it's kind of a sinless one. Surely one is clearly made a sin, still it is hard to love this person. But even as a sinless mistake, any mistake we make, because we are living with these failures in our lives. I fail every time. My father doesn't always tell me, whenever I make a mistake, he doesn't say anything. Just wait, you know, just try to love me anytime. But when I made my mistake is cruel and it's about time. Wow, he's been waiting and give me a chance to improve myself. And one time that he just, called me. He just called me and, son, I can't wait. And it's humongous things. I have waited and I love you too much for me to wait. But you haven't improved. I think it's time for you to change. I mean, he gave me ample time for me to improve myself. That I felt at that moment, wow, my father knew all of my mistakes, but he even haven't mentioned one time. But now, and that really, I mean, that instruction, that advice, that love really stick to my mind. Wow. My father loves him that much. So Christians, we are not obligated to please ourselves. But we are obligated to love one another. This Corinthians, Corinthian church, but the Romans, both books mention about people, they're having a controversy about, this is a feast. Some people just observe this feast, and some people think we shouldn't observe this feast. Some people, about special diet. According to the Bible, you shouldn't eat certain food. Or especially any meat that was offered to idol, we should not eat. But all food is clean. All food. But the weak in faith, if they were offended, I know it's even all the meat is clean. But I have to love my brothers and sisters. So you have obligation to. It's either eat or not. That's not the issue. The big issue is I am obligated to love the Lord, my Yahweh God, and love my brothers and sisters. It's not talking about my freedom. I have ability to exercise my own freedom. Surely. But I have more obligation to love the one who is weak in faith. So I want to exercise my ability to choose this anything I can choose. I have a freedom in Christ. That is pleasing ourselves. Surely. But let each of us please his neighbors for his good, her good. It says you are obligated to love other person, not to please your right, please yourself. Well, that is how we collaborate our conscience mindset, which is the very hardest step to love. Wow. That really is kind of painful one. So, further down, verse 3 says, well, it says in verse 2, in verse 1, you're not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, please yourself, but think about what Jesus Christ did. Verse 3, Romans chapter 15, verse 3, for Christ did not please himself. He's Son of God. He can please himself. But instead, he really avoid this death, leading him to the cross. And even the sense of the separation from his Father. But instead of avoiding, he embraced the divine will. Not my will, my Father, it's on your will. Thy will be done, not my will be done. He didn't please himself. So not to please yourself, but bear with all the failings made by weak and faith. That is what it is. So the Bible, it talks about dignifies this painful moment. Sometimes, you know, some people have a different opinion, and that really make me embarrassed, you know, so that make me feel uncomfortable, doesn't please me. That pain, we can dignify it, make it upgraded, you know. Yeah, I understand, but I love you, man. I love you. So that's why, you know, all those strong Christians, they just not to choose to eat because people are offended by eating the meat that was offered to idols. But food is clean, no matter what. Whatever comes to your mouth and comes out, that is an unclean one. But food itself is okay. Even Peter had a dream about, you know, there was unclean food. But God said, when I say it's clean, it's clean. Gentiles, they're unclean people. They're not right. They're unbelievers. But I said they're clean. But God says clean, it's clean. So Peter went to other regions of Israelites and just preach the word. Gentiles. So it is a hard step to love and correcting myself along with God's word, not to please myself, just like Christ did not please himself. It is painful, but make honorable, make dignifying. It's our painful moment, the hardest love that we are. You know, love is kind of heartache, heartbroken. That much is love. It's very important and valuable. It is something that we can feel that heartache because I love the people. Wow. So we have to endure this, you know, mistake, which is sinless. What if even it's a sinful thing, any mistake, it's hard to endure, it's painful. And especially a defect faith and conscience and bad conscience. That's why I put title, The Holy Step, Love, to collaborating my own conscious mindset. Wow. Ooh. I haven't said it. I haven't preached it about this. Love your brothers and sisters. I don't know. It's so painful. I have to preach about it. But this is what the Bible says it. And think about how Christ loved me that much to go on a cross, go on to the cross. That was Christ took that hardest step to love me, even to the death. Christ did for me. So I have obligation to love my brothers and sisters. The sinless mistake, not only that, the sinful mistakes. Wow. Well, let's get to the last one. Wow, this is the easiest one, right? We talked about the hardest one. How about the easiest step to love? Easiest step to love. You know, I went back and forth. You know, I read Romans chapter 14 and 15. And 14 is talk about, you know, weak in faith. There are so many occasions, so many cases, and giving the God's answer. So you have to be strong enough. But in 1 Timothy, Paul is instructing Timothy, young preacher. Chapter 1, verse 19, and just jump just at verse 20 and go to the chapter 2, verse 1. It just runs into. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19 said, holding faith and a good conscience. Come to chapter 2, verse 1 said, I urge the supplication, prayers, and all this kind of, you know, thanksgiving, it has to be made for all people, for kings, and all those positions in high places. You need to pray for all the people. That is how you collaborate your conscience. When you have a clear conscience, you can maintain good, strong faith. So holding faith by having a good conscience. And Jesus says, the first, most of all, the first thing I urge you to do is simply prayers for all people. High or low, doesn't matter. Young and old, ladies and gentlemen, whoever there are, that is when we have, if you have good conscience, if you are holding good faith, fight for the fighting of good faith, we have to have a clear conscience. What is the first step I have to have a clear conscience? Is to pray for one another. Wow, I put that as an easiest step to love. The hardest one is the painful one. I have to take up the cross. I have to put up with all this mistake. But easiest step is prayer. Easiest step is prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19, holding faith and good conscience. Chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, the easiest one is that I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessory prayers, and the thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings. Why don't we do that? That we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Not only that, who desires all people to be saved. If our city mayor is a non-believer, I want this person to be saved. I want this leader to lead out all people to a peaceful and quiet life. Pray for our church leadership, our pastors. We'll just pray for that person. Pray for young adult, youth, children's ministry. Pray for all people. If you have a clear conscience, which will maintain your faith strong, this is the easiest step to love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. If this is undone, then you're not loving. Wow. So I just make you feel comfortable, right? First, what I said about, you know, first thing, the hardest one, wow, that's something about really strong Christian. But we came down to the easiest one. Well, it doesn't take money when you pray. How about your physical condition? Does that make you straining? Make you tired because you pray? No, this is the easiest one. If you're not willing to pray for some people, which is the easiest one, then unlikely you are willing to do what is hardest one. Right? This is where I come to. That's the same thing. The first that we talked about. What kind of mindset do you have? I'm not even talking about conscience mindset. How about, do you want to have a fixed mindset? You are avoiding any challenge. You don't like anybody's feedback. You want to have that kind of fixed mindset? Wow, I've been really offended by your preaching. I don't want any challenges. You make me uncomfortable. You mean you're telling me to pray? What, do you have a growth mindset? Why, any feedback, constructive feedback, I love to hear. I want to improve myself. My intelligence, I don't want to make them look good. I'm a good Christian. What do you mean you're talking? Are you talking to somebody else? Oh, yes, that's me. Oh, yes, that's me. Even I made a sinless mistake, that's me. I want to improve myself. So would you like to challenge yourself? Wow, prayer. Make a shipwreck of faith, but keep a clear conscience. If you don't want to make any shipwreck of your faith, well, you want to keep clear conscience? Well, there's three reasons that we do for this prayer. Pray for all people. First of all, prayer helps others with God's power, not your power. God's power. Why we are praying? Why we are relying on praying to the Lord to help others? Which is the easiest one. The easiest one. Because we are relying on God's power. Myself, I trust the Lord. As I pray, my faith grows. I believe the Lord that you will help this person. I know you will help this city mayor, senators. I know you can, because it is your power to make this happen. And secondly, prayer is the first of all. Before you do anything else, this is the first thing you do. Why? Because God knew this is the easiest one you can do. Thirdly, prayer reaches farther and its effects than anything else that we can do out of our willpower. Wow. See, that comes to the growth mindset. Start with an easy one to pray and then challenge. Challenge. Embrace those challenges. Yourself as an opportunity. Or opportunities. To bear with others' sinless failure, errors, and mistakes. Okay, last point I want to make it. Growth mindset, this is a goal. You know, God doesn't tell us that you have to have a growth mindset. Your goal is to grow. No. We cannot make me, I cannot make myself to a strong Christian. You can't do it by your willpower. This, nothing's going to happen. Why do we pray for other people? Helping other people, relying on God's power? You are praying for other people, relying on God's power. How about you yourself? You can't make that growth mindset as your goal. Your goal is to focus on how marvelous Jesus Christ is, how good Jesus Christ is, how God, good Father, how good God, who He is. He is the one, all the resources. He is the one, make me grow. Not to think about, oh, when you think about your goal, your willpower is kind of pumped up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You always fail. You, no matter what, you're going to fail. I failed every time. When I rely on my willpower, it doesn't work. It never worked. It worked a little bit, but I failed every time. This is the one we need to focus on. How Jesus Christ is treating me today. Oh, Father, Jesus Christ, I missed my prayer time. I know, I understand. You know, God is always faithful. I know you made a mistake. It's not, you didn't do it, you know, on purpose. You forgot about praying. It's okay. Think about it. This evening, I want to see you. How much you are relying on my power? You know, as you are focusing on knowing how marvelous God is, don't make it as your goal. It's not going to work. I failed every time. That is where the sinless mistake happens. All the time. You know, I've been preaching so much, I realized that, wow, I just irritated my own people. You know, I didn't, you know, you sound like you're a perfect preacher. You're not making any mistakes. I came to the point that, you know, it's kind of, my preaching was goal-oriented. No, I made a mistake. That was not right. I just, all of us to rely on God. How merciful who He is. He's always there to encourage me. James, it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter what preacher, you're a member of this church. Doesn't matter. I know who you are. I know you love me. You just forgot about it. You just couldn't do it. Yes, I know. Just rely on my power more. And you'll see who I am, how majestic, how magnified, how marvelous, how mighty God who I am. You will know who I am. That is all focus that we have to have, knowing who God is. Knowing who God is. Once you know, there's no easiest one, there's no hardest one. Because I love how much He loved me. Once you focus on God, we don't divide what is hard one or what is easy one. Because I love the person. If you love your son and your daughter, you don't say, well, that's a hard one. Let's think about it. Your daughter, and you love your daughter, your lovely son, you're asking, Daddy, help me this. Are you going to measure this is a hard one or an easy one? No, I just love my child. Doesn't matter if it's a hard one or an easy one. I love you. I will do whatever it takes. I love you. That's how we do, right, daddies? That's how I do. That's how God does. That's how God loves me that way. Wow, that way, that way. So the faith which you have as your own conviction before God, happy, you are blessed man, is the one who does not condemn himself or herself in what he has approved, which is right. You have collaborated your conscience, clear conscience, and make it strong. So holding faith and have a good conscience, what does that mean? Love to pray for all, love to put up with all. That is our aim. In love with pain, in love with prayer, it is all happy. It is blessing to all of us. It is blessings. Yes, what kind mindset do we have? Well, it says, doesn't matter growth mindset or fixed mindset. Bible says conscience mindset. Conscience mindset is collaborating to maintain strong faith. How we do it? Just bear with one another. All those sinless or sinful mistakes we make. And first of all, let's pray for one another. Let us pray. Lord God, my Father, good Father, I love you this much. I offer my worship to you this Sunday morning. I give my heart to you, Lord. Spiritually, not only that, physically, not only that moment, even I give offering to you, Lord. I devote it to you, Lord. I want this offering to be useful to dignify all the painful things that we go through, all the prayers that we offer to you through this, all congregation. And it will be useful for all the ministry that we do to honor you and give all the glory to you, Lord. Lord God, thank you